And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
Tony, pour the wine. Please.
Oh, okay.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. That's right. I've completely forgotten. We are some wine down. Well done. You found Punky Radio. Let's get this right here. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Paul Winepourhorn.
Your name's Tony Winepourhorn?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we've missed out on here.
What's that?
A big fat spliff.
There's no smoking in Tony Towers. Pace of business.
Oh, takes the fucking piss. How about a 10 quid tip? Worked last time. Not with you, obviously. Oh, this is a nice drop of red. What have
this
we
is
got
Wolf,
here?
This is Wolf Blast. This is
well done, yes, Wolf Blast.
Good, and, good wine.
And this is a band that I'm now abandoning trying to say the proper name for them. They are the Chop Tops.
Chop Tops.
This is the Chop Tops. They're supposed to be over here soon, aren't they? We need to find out about that. We haven't got a word of the week this week because I've done fuck all about it.
It's been a busy week.
It has. How was Germany?
It's fine.
Good.
I'll talk about it next week.
I'm pleased you came back unscathed. We haven't really got...
Well, the jugs help on the flight, of course.
Of course. In general. I realise we don't have time to talk about this week because there's so much I left out last week. What were me doing all that gassing and that? We, as threatened last week, we've got a bit of a special this week. This is... Now, where am I here?
Ooh,
this
is tasty.
It is really nice. This is an Alchemist Fanatics Management... Europe special.
Wow.
It's Italian, don't you know?
It's not. I think it's Australian.
Yeah, the wine. You've been working on
the comedy. See what I did there?
You've been working on the
comedy. Half eyes asleep. That's
all right then, Tone. Just for that, I'm going to pause this. Oh, right. Here goes.
Oh, so close. Doom, 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 doom.
I'll tell you more about it in a minute. This is Divergenze di Pognoni, or something like that.
Conto la rovescia, stronzo, non chiamarmi più fratello. Voglio vomitarti addosso, non esiste, insisto, ne resto. Io sono diverso da te, sono veleno. La mia missione è ucciderti. Non si sente più pensare, non è una novità. Nascosti come te in una stupida retorica. Tu stupido aprile, le tue compagne le rendi puttane. Menzogne! Succhiami il cazzo e vaffanculo. 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 Senti forte, un leader, forzato per affascinare chi combatte contro i muri di attento. Comodamente seduto nel suo soggiorno. Non sono come te, non sono come te. Succhiami il cazzo e vaffanculo. Succhiami il cazzo e vaffanculo. Succhiami il cazzo e vaffanculo. Succhiami il cazzo, vaffanculo.
Could get producer of the year for stuff like that, Tug.
It's not bad to say my right eye's gone to sleep.
It is. Do you know what? We've actually done nothing about the podcast, Piers, this year. I haven't even looked.
We won one. It's fine.
We've won one, so we retired unbeaten.
That's
didn't we?
Right. That's the way it works.
This way round, yeah, it's fine. That was what I'm calling Oscure. Would you call them Oscure, Tone? Oscure.
Oscure, yeah,
Oscure,
I would
Oscure, Oscure. I think it's like obscure without the B. So let's call it Oscure. A bit of camo on there and a bloke tied up, just the way I like them.
Nice.
This is all part, as I say, this is part, this week's show is, it's an Alchemist Fanatics Europe special. What happened was, Tone, right, uh-huh. last week,
yeah,
because we make two shows at a time, let's not lie here.
All
right. Last week, and we had to make one early because you were off to Germany, you've now come back, but we can't find out about next week because you don't, it doesn't matter. Right, it's too big a concept, isn't it, really? It's massive.
It's messing with my
trying head. To explain this is just massive, but anyway. I went down the Punky Radio PO box, and if you are a band that would like to be featured on this show, do send us a CD to Punky Radio PO Box 266.
Letchworth,
L-E-T-C-H, Worth, Hertfordshire, SG69BR. And I went in there, and I'd picked up a load of stuff from Voodoo Rhythm that we played last week, and 9 CDs from Italy in one envelope. I went, that is a special right there. Thinking it would all be suitable, and frankly, this isn't the stuff we normally play, but it was fucking handy. It was all in one envelope. I had to listen to it on the way up here on the back of the horse. I had my iPod.
Yeah, nice.
Well, because it's about half a day's ride between the Highwayman's Lodge and the Funky Treehouse. In fact, everywhere in England is but half a day's ride. Isn't it?
From here, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say about Wales? I'll save me Wales
bit
for later.
It's great, probably. I
do love it, yeah. But no, do you know there's still a law? I think it's in Chester. But in Chester, if you see a Welshman after dark on a Sunday, you can shoot him with a bow and arrow.
Right.
It's still on the statute book. Fantastic. Of course, no point doing that. Just a shot in the dark.
Hey.
Hey, you're always working. Yeah, so I can't remember why, but the long and the short of it is, this red wine's fucking gorgeous.
It is nice, isn't it?
We are doing an Alchemist Fanatic special.
Okay. So what will that
And they
called?
Sent us all of these CDs just for us to review them and maybe set up an interview or two. And I thought, fuck that, let's just make these people happy in Italy. At some point, I'm going to go to Italy and there's going to be someone in every town in Italy going, poorly beat, thanks a lot. Because you think about the amount of Italian ska punk and metal and stuff we've played over the last 2 years. They all owe us a fucking favour.
What was your other label called? Box something.
Indie Box.
Indie Box.
And two of the best bands we played are the Pigtails and Invasioni dell'Omni Verdi, I think they're called. Off the top of my head.
The Green Invasion.
It's easier to like the Pigtails.
I do like Pigtails.
They're really good. Do you remember us playing them, or do you just
like
Pigtails?
No, I just
like
Pigtails.
Do you? Yeah. Have you ever had your hair in Pigtails? Not for a few years, but...
I had a ponytail once. Looked shit.
Did you really?
Little bit.
On purpose?
Well, I had...
Don't take the piss out of me.
No.
You didn't.
I
did. Did you really?
A little bit. Only a little one.
I'm going to find out more about that.
No, you're not.
There's
no photos that exist.
It's quite hard to find the MySpace pages of these bands from Italy, by the way, because they all... They write them in very small letters in bits of the CD you weren't expecting. But I found most of them. That was Divergenze d'Opinioni by Oscure.
Mm-hmm.
What is Oscure's MySpace page, my friend?
MySpace.com/Oscure.
No, MySpace.com/Oscure1. That's OSCURE and the number one. The numeric one.
The numeric one.
Yeah, that's poorly being internet one, Tony Nil. I beat you last week, didn't I? It was controversial.
No,
but
it was a draw last week.
Was it? You sure?
Yeah.
Was it a draw?
I think so.
This wine's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
I know it was a whole week ago, but
this is the dead 60s who are now dead and 60s.
Dead squared.
But they're still worth buying. They are dead squared. Is that? Did we talk about that?
Yeah,
probably. Anyway, it's time for MySpace latest comments.
I've Your space?
Hinted, no, not MySpace. Our space on MySpace.
Oh, okay.
You're getting a bit fucking tasty right now.
Thank you very much.
Not in that way, my friend.
Okay.
Although you have invited me to sleep with you this evening. Very, very easy going about that as well,
you
my
offered,
friend.
I accepted. That's not an offer.
I said if it's going to be cold in that room, in the old treehouse, I might have to sleep with you. And you went, and I quote,
Fair
and
enough.
I quote, you're welcome. I'm not fucking welcome.
I'm quite a giving and accepting person.
Yeah, you butty man. You butty man. You asked that butty man. You think them black. You asked that butty man.
No, it's just 21st century love.
Is it?
No, I don't
what,
know.
My bum in your ass? How is that 21st century?
That's the way it would work, would it?
Of course it would.
Very nice.
I'm the postman, you're the letterbox. It's never going to change. It's one-way traffic, mate. It's like them valves on arteries. It's like locks. Locks right. On a canal. Right. My ass. It only opens one way. You're not getting your narrow boat up my canal. That's not what I'm saying.
Canal, you think a lot of yourself.
Anyway, alright. What do you mean I think?
I don't know.
I think a lot of myself.
I don't know what
that
means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
How can that be bad? I mean, canal, what? As opposed to what?
I don't know.
A street. Like, do you think I would be showing off about the size of my bum hole?
Yeah.
I would show off about everything else, mate. But my arsehole isn't something I've ever measured. Other than by pain. Depending on the heat.
I dread to think how you measure that.
Depending on the heat of curry. I meant to say, I've got a brilliant vindaloo recipe, by the way, but you don't really like hot curries, do you?
No.
Is
I'm
that
a cold
because
boy.
Of your very slack bum with all that really casual having mates around and inviting them to sleep thing you've got going?
Yeah, that's right.
Look, we need to get on with this.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is that?
What, should we stop the show now then?
No, let's keep it going. No!
All right,
no,
okay.
Tony. That's the kind of invite I don't need. myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave a comment if you are. What's funny now?
I'm just laughing.
All right, fair enough. Please do leave us a comment on our page if you're already a friend. If you're not, add us. myspace.com/punkyradio. If you're not on MySpace, fuck it, man.
Stop, good on you.
Stop growing up. It's where all of us kids are. I've sung you my song, haven't I? My MySpace song?
No.
Come on over to MySpace. Hey, you. I've updated my profile. It says that I'm 14 and I like girls allowed, but I'm a caretaker in a primary school. Right, now, myspace.com/punkyradio. Here are the top five comments. And the first one I'm loving. This is from The Wrench. This is from Zoe from The Wrench. You know who I'll write a column for.
Yes.
Called Punky Radio. Right. By the way, Bubblegum Slut never got back in touch.
Didn't they?
Fucking Bubblegum Slut. This is it. Wrench love Punky long time. $10.
Nice.
That's it. She's not going out to the psychopathy meeting.
No?
Nah, she's got a husband and a kid. I've tried to persuade her to shift them for the week, but she won't have it. Hey, I'm glad you guys actually have the balls to tell me that my poetry sucked. I got 10 good reviews comments for it on a writer's site. I've got some better stuff, but it's not all that great. By the way, I could have swore I heard someone call me a he. Jesus, man, I wasn't offended by you saying it sucked, but calling me a guy, note the words lesbian several times. Thanks for reading out anyway. Later, Rufus. So Rufus is obviously long for Ruth. I thought it was a misspelling of Rufus. It's obviously long for Ruth. Ruth, of course, meaning nice. Ruthless, meaning without niceness. Hence the phrase ruthless. See what I've done there?
So you learned something.
I haven't done it as well. I think Ruth might be the Latin term for nice. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know why I know that.
I have no idea.
Anyway, once again, talking for too long. But the long and the short of it is that Ruthus, who wrote the shit poem about lesbians, like there's ever been a good one. Has got in touch saying thanks for reading out and telling it was shit. So that's the thing about all these writers' sites and poet sites. It's all people fucking backslapping each other.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so good. That's marvelous. So interesting. Ooh. Yeah, that reminds me of flowers and trees and the country and running around a field with a butterfly net. And you're going, no, it's a load of shit. If a few more people said that is a load of shit, mate, we might have a less fucking cack poetry. And Ruthless, I'm sure you've written some brilliant ones. That's just not one of them.
Yeah.
But thank you. Poetry Corner appreciates it. More of that later. Say, Tony and Paul, it's been ages since I've listened. Got no excuse. Oh, I'm sorry. Say, Tony and Paul. Oh, fucking hell, Tony. This is going to be a long show. Say, Tony and Paul, it's been ages since I've listened. Got no excuse. It's the night before my AS math exam, and I'm feeling desperate. So I tune in to Punky, and how it makes me laugh. Glad you guys are still fucking rocking. I've added the fucking.
Nice.
Also, some friends and I starting their own radio show podcast thing. Starting officially in September. But we have some pre-launch testing Shizzle thing in June, July. You ready for the competition? Love, Biff! Now, Biff.
Yeah, I think we can handle the competition. That's fine.
I've missed you. And so is Sexy Tony.
Hi.
However, hi. Seb, the king of everything, who wrote the intro for us, everything he turns to is brilliant. Seb Hunt. And he doesn't deserve that. It's not rhyming slang.
Right.
If it was Seb Hunt, perfect cunt. I've done it again. Seb is brilliant. Everything he turns your hand to is great. And Seb sent us this thing last minute this week. He said, this was in a moment of insomnia. Let's play it now.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of a council house with a summer bin lord.
I think that fits in quite nicely, Tone.
Very nice.
Yeah. Lurker's rule. If we'd known you were giving a t-shirt away, we'd have sent you one of the good ones. Thanks for another great one. The Frenzy of Tongs.
Thank you.
Played him twice, 2 weeks in a row. We all agree that Paul B. Ebbers and Tony What's-His-Face are magic. I think tragic is the word you were looking for, chaps. Now fucking do one, John Codger, my boyfriend. Ooh, he's dreamy.
Tony What's-His-Face.
Tony What's-His-Face.
At least that's a step up from the last name he called me.
Beg pardon. Now, listen, Tone.
What was the last name he called me?
Wankpot.
No, it was less pleasant than that.
Was it?
I can't remember. It's probably the gay one or something.
Can you tell we've been drinking? Now no. What have I done with... Right, Tone, here's the next track, right? I know that you've got a track coming up. We'll have to do it. No, you should have Podcast Alley. This is another chance for you to be the main man in the second section. Get in. The next track is by a band called Flevin.
Flevin?
Right, yeah, Flevin. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Flevin.
How are you spelling Flevin?
FLEVEN.
Very confidently done.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Tony one, Paulie being the internet one, and this is all about you, Tone. Guess what it's called?
Great.
No, Be a Slave.
Rest your jet. that was Flevin and Be a Slave. And you are listening to Punky Radio.
Aren't you getting good? Now, Johnny, going to strike, what have you done?
Yep. Okay, I've got your podcast alley comments for this week. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. It is June very soon. End of the week.
Flaming June,
end of the week.
Which is after fucking May and before wanking July.
Is it Sunday, June, I think? Possibly.
End of this week. No. Yes.
End of this week, anyway. So please do wait.
It is Sunday. Well done, yeah. Wait till Monday
and vote for us again at Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com.
Oh, Tony.
At the top of this...
It was a quiet one. It was a quiet
Thanks
one.
For that.
I was about to do the line, hey, I'm baking air biscuits. Get them while they're hot.
Nice.
Which is a line on 2.5. Yeah, I'm sorry, shut up, Paul.
If you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Go to punkradio.com at the top of the screen. Important. Please vote for us,
Important.
Link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
We like getting votes and
comments.
And
we like them, of course.
And say who your favourite band is.
Vote for your favourite band and we will play them for you.
At some point. Is this wine getting you, Tay?
A little bit. But I'm waking up a bit more. And the heating's
cool.
on now.
Is your eye still hurting?
It's not hurting, you just fell asleep.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. 5 stars. I love this tribute podcast to James Blunt. The greatest love songs ever to grace the podcast genre. Not. Punk is great.
Genre, do you mean?
Genre.
It's not going to be genre, is it?
Genre.
You penis. You good old fashioned penis.
Tet anus.
It's quite clearly genre.
Punky is great. Download it and enjoy. Also, check out TTM.
Don't you name check those charlatans.
Oh, sorry.
With their 5-hour show, wasting my time.
Dinko Doodle said, I still love those guys. A vote for Punky. Another month, another vote. Favourite band from the last show? Frenzy of Tongues. Bait and Switch.
Good decision.
Bill from New York.
That's the point. Aren't I supposed to be reading out the winners of a competition this week?
I just thought that. But which competition was it?
Oh, I'll do it next week.
I don't think they talk about a band before.
I think it was about
you?
Frenzy of Tongues for a T-shirt.
That was it.
Yeah, I'll do it next week.
But Bill, thank you again. You always do.
Bill is the man. Bill is the man.
And if I do get
in
New York, if we get to New York,
we'll definitely meet him at some point.
He'll have to.
Bill is cool.
Be in contact. Stay in touch, Bill. Another vote.
Well,
for
he does, Tony. I don't know
does,
if you noticed.
All right. Another vote for the sellout.
Have I said who this is, by the way?
No.
I can't remember. This is the Cemetery Surfers.
Jeff.
The Cemetery.
Yes.
Is this a Cemetery?
It is, yeah. You're not sleeping with me tonight.
Oh, you're damn right I'm not, you pissed fuck.
You pissed fuck?
Yeah, you pissed fuck. I want a sober fuck if I'm going to get one.
Another vote for the sellouts.
Open
Theo.
Your bum.
That's from Theo Collier. Thank you very much for that.
I want it. I want it in your bum.
You're not having it. That's the way that works.
How about just a little bit of it?
No.
I might not be talking to you, Tane.
Oh, right, fair enough. Sweet, sweet sounds. Holy crap.
Oh, in your mouth.
This show is so much better than any of the other shows. It's unbelievable. And that's from Frenzy of Tongues.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
That's handy, isn't it?
It is quite handy.
Yeah, we really ought to do something about the competition for their thing. Lots of entries, by the way. I've just completely forgot to mention it.
Ah.
We'll do it next week.
And finally. Punk is great. You are abso-fucking-positively correct.
We are.
The Chop Tops.
The what? The who?
The Chop Tops.
The Chop Tops.
It's really fun to say in a British imitating American accent.
Chop Tops.
But when I say it, it comes out as an American imitating British imitating American.
That's because you're a fucking prick.
So it's not quite as cool as yours, Paulie, but you keep it
quite
up
right
if you know
too.
What I mean. Dave Fitz.
Dave, thank you so much. I don't mean that at all. But he is right, saying Chop Tops. And Americans doing an impression of English people saying Chop Tops is even better. They go, oh, pip pip cheerio, oh, the Chop Tops. Which is, of course, like me. Go blimey, Mary Poppins. Now then, I didn't get a chance to mention this last week, but it's only very brief. But, Tane, for many, many years now, there's been this thing about the English football hooligans being the worst football hooligans in the world. I watched a programme the other night on Polish football hooligans.
Okay.
And put English football hooligans to shame, first of all. They are the fucking main deal. And how they beat each other up in fields in rural areas is truly fantastic. It makes excellent viewing. Yeah, it's good old-fashioned agricultural fighting. It's like, there's a field, there's a bunch of lads at that end, a bunch of lads at that end. They go, someone blows a whistle.
Just each other.
Yeah,
they're like just, Braveheart. Like,
release the poles. Fucking mental. No weapons or anything, just good old-fashioned. And it's even crap fight. It's just brilliant.
Tractors at each other, things like that.
Brilliant to watch, yeah, veg. Like,
take a turnip to the eye.
Yeah, right. Oh, not mine, it's tired, sir. Earlier last week,
yeah,
there was the UEFA Cup final. Rangers, Glasgow Rangers, against Zenit St. Petersburg. Right, now, English football hooligans have been getting bad press for a very, very long time. And the Tartan Army, Scottish football fans, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they've been lapping it up. They've been showing up to their European tournaments in their kilts and their ginger fucking wigs and their nonsense, going, look at us, we're the happy, smiley Tartan Army. Right, and the English have all been getting shit, and the Scots and the Irish. Right, Irish fans, when they go abroad, they just fucking pretend to be English.
Right.
They get in a fight with English accents, and then everything's bloody English. Right, and then all the Irish have the crack. But anyway, the English, I get really bored of it, because I just think that every country in the world has got a bunch of nutters. It's just ours seem to be the ones everyone's picked up on.
Yeah. Right?
Anyway, Rangers, Glasgow Rangers, play Zenit St. Petersburg where? At the new Eastland Stadium in Manchester.
Okay.
Let's think this through. Glasgow Rangers v Zenit St. Petersburg in Manchester. UEFA Cup final. Yeah. Right. That is two travelling armies meeting up in a war zone. Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was never going to work out all right. Particularly when there were 100,000 Glaswegians in Manchester.
Blimey.
Now, you only need two for a fight. 100,000 Glaswegians in Manchester, right? 70,000 of which can't get into the match, so they provided them with a big screen.
Right.
Right, in the city centre. Which didn't work.
Didn't it?
Chaos. Absolute carnage. 70,000 Glaswegians can't get near a telly and they wonder why it's kicked off. Fuck me. It really did kick off as well. The whole of Manchester City Centre was nuts. I don't think there was any trouble particularly between the Rangers fans and the Zenit St. Petersburg, because Rangers fans aren't fucking stupid. Because Zenit St. Petersburg are actually the richest club in Eastern Europe.
All right.
And not only are they mad and Russian, but they're probably armed.
Okay.
So not worth messing about with. Now, I've already spoke for too long. The other bit I'm going to do, I'll do in a bit. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Good.
Thank you for your nominations. But please do email me in more, because I'm getting tired and I'm falling asleep. Because I need your nominations.
Wake up, Tony. Have a again. Good lug on that.
I just tried to. It's fine. It's going to kick in about 2 minutes.
All right.
Email me to tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Every single person listening to the show will know a twat. So
yes.
Do email me.
They can't all be about me, though.
That's the point. You've got to know them personally. How about that? That helps.
It does help a bit.
This week it's from Mark Cheeseman.
Go for it, Cheesy.
Thank you very much.
Go for it, okay. Cheesy.
Stephen Hayhere. He here.
He here.
Deserves to be on Is a Twat, because right. He eats everyone's food and ruins your headphones, which can be used to listen to Punky. Smite him down!
Smite him!
Best step away from the mic if you shout. Thanks for that, Mark.
Thanks for the production advice.
Every day he'll ask people, got any food, as he chucks his sandwiches in the bin and then proceeds to eat cereal bars. How he has 4 a day, we'll never know. If that isn't bad enough...
Well, you won't have 4 a day if you have cereal bars.
If that isn't bad enough, he's not fat, so he doesn't stop. The second reason is because he massacres headphones. My friend lent a pair to him and they got broken. I don't know how, I just know how. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what we're doing?
You turn the volume up and down.
I know, because I thought the thing had finished and it had done.
I don't know how. I want to know how. Maybe his teeth is ears. And that, my sea cucumber friends, is why he should be the winner.
Is that someone else calling us sea cucumbers?
Yeah. Who started that off?
I'm starting to think we might be.
Always looking or more kitten blood.
Up your something or other. Probably.
You're getting sexual again?
No, not on purpose.
on purpose, I just ooze sexuality. I just do it on accident.
I'm just natural. Oh, there's me being sexy again.
Always looking, or more kitten blood.
Always fucking.
Mark/Cheese Huntingdon.
Mark, don't, first of all, don't piss on your cheddar.
No, don't do that. But yes, why not have a blog on MySpace or so?
Why don't you have a blog on MySpace?
That has the list of all the word of the weeks and is a twat. Yeah, we've got a website called Punky Radio, and we don't update that.
We haven't updated fucking anything in a year. Have we? We haven't updated the MySpace in terms of bands we played. We haven't updated Punky Radio in a year.
No.
We should be ashamed.
We should be.
And I'm very sorry we haven't done it. If any of you want to go back and listen to the last 100 shows, and maybe do it for us, we'll be more than happy to accept the information. I'll forward it to Tony, he can do it.
Nice delegation.
Yeah, it's alright.
What happened then? Did I miss that?
No, it's alright.
Oh, great.
You managed to get... I managed to get away with it. Come on, get on with it, Tony. We're both fucked.
Okay, so, Stephen here, from somewhere we don't know,
is a twat. Still fear? I know. That's all worked out, hasn't it, Tony? So, who was that then? I'm going to pause that for a minute. Who was that then?
Still...
That was Still Fear, Tony.
Yeah, oh, so close.
That was Still Fear and a track called I Know. And that is, and we haven't mentioned the albums yet. This is from the album Through the Desert. It is available it's on various things. It's UK Division Records. There we all need to get in touch with, I think. And it's by... They're owned by Alchemist Fanatics Management.
That's all right. I won't join on it.
Right. And what was I going to say then? Yeah, but I cannot find their MySpace page.
All right, okay.
And I've picked up the wrong CD anyway. But I cannot find Still Fear's MySpace page. So what I thought we'd do now is take an opportunity to say thank you very much to Alchemist Fanatics Europe. And I strongly recommend that you check them out. They look after a load of bands that are clearly quite good. We're playing them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Alchemist from Alchemist Fanatics Europe's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AlchemistFanatics.
Oh, you're good. But how are you spelling it?
A-L-C-H-E-M-I-S-T.
You're just making up letters now. No, you spell it I-T. No, it's MySpace.com/AlchemistFanatics. You have got it phonetically right, but it's A-L-K-E-M-I-S-T-F-A-N-A-T-I-X. So that is Tony 1, Paulie being the internet 2, because I'm fucking ruthless. Now, you need to tell me about GoDaddy, I believe, which it's gone out of my head. I'm so pissed.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
All right.
Right, well, as far as I can remember,
yeah.
Right, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, right? And,
all right,
to be frank, should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by transferring your domain name.
Can I really?
If you want to. If you've got an existing domain name, you can transfer that to GoDaddy for your site.
We're fucked, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's happened really quick.
It's 25 to 4 in the morning.
Alright, fair enough. Yeah.
But after registering your domain, you can start building your website, and GoDaddy
makes
that...
That's easy for you to say.
A lot easier.
Even me mic's drooping.
With their website builders, which can even work if you're pissed.
Website builders?
Yes.
Can they fix it?
No. Yes. Maybe... Hey,
12 quid.
But hey, maybe you want to start with a simple blog-style site, where you
an
can...
An evil blog-style site, did he say?
Yeah, if you want... Yes. Where you can add your observations, plans to overtake the world...
Hold on a minute. Have you just said that you've recommended us starting an evil blog site?
No. But if you wanted to start one, you could with GoDaddy.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But anyway, if you don't want an evil blog style site...
I don't really.
You might want an online shopping store.
I might, yeah.
And GoDaddy can help there too.
Can they?
Hmm.
Will they buy the things for me?
No, but...
Okay.
They will let you add a shopping cart to your site.
Really?
And they'll let you...
Knickers.
And they'll let you secure it.
I'll tell you what, this new iPodder is really fucking me off.
Blimey.
I can't handle technology.
But I'm keeping track of where I am really easily.
Very good.
And you can secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What's my mic now?
Oh, it's drooping.
Yeah, that's why it's drooping. Even the mic's pissed.
Christy.
Are they SSL?
They are.
Oh, I've learned that then.
And they'll help you protect your customer details. And you can also set up a merchant account.
I need my customer details.
So you can receive and process credit card payments.
Can you?
And finally. We are near the end.
Thank
the Lord. Best news of all.
Yeah?
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
PUNKY1? What's the code?
PUNKY1.
There you go. You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can enter the code PUNKY2.
Keep going, Tone. Punky 2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. Why is that particularly good?
Because of the exchange rate, baby. Rip off.
Go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
It's not a rip-off at all. It's a
that.
Really good fucking deal. I just know that it's just the way that I'm just getting pissed off with the exchange rate in Europe.
Yeah.
That's my rip-off.
That is a rip-off.
That's my rip-off. It's like the whole point of the euro is it's supposed to make the pound look really fucking hard. Surely.
Yeah.
And at the moment it's not. And I feel like I'm being ripped off by Europe. The GoDaddy.com various codes and that, fucking great deal. But the exchange rate, baby,
for the euro,
when this was brought in for us, the exchange rate with the dollar is still brilliant. It's still $15 to the pound,
yep.
One psycho pound to the state. But in Europe,
it's rubbish.
They've nearly caught up.
Yeah.
The euro and the pound, interchangeable.
1.2 I got in Germany.
Goodness. That really does take the fucking piss, doesn't it? It's 1.6, wasn't it, to start with?
Yeah.
Something like that. 1.2.
I think it was 60 pence to the euro, wasn't it? Was that 1.2? six. Yeah, about 1.6.
It was, well, it was 60 yeah. pence the euro. That's about right.
Yeah.
So what is it now, about 80?
Something like that, yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's just going up.
We shouldn't let the polls in. That's where it all went wrong. I mean, they're fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but the problem is there's no one left in Poland to do any work. No. So someone's got to subsidise it.
We should pop it up over there.
You know, that's what's happening, basically. It's exactly the same with unemployment in Northern Ireland, which apparently is a myth.
Really?
Complete myth. I've been believing it for years, but unemployment in Northern Ireland, basically 21% unemployment in Northern Ireland being paid for by London and the South East in taxes. Right. I've been telling it for years. But I know, I can understand that, because my taxi was 100 quid. The money must be going somewhere.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Can't believe next track up.
Yes.
The Shiver.
Yes.
They are a direct result of Alchemist Fanatics sending us some CDs.
Mm.
9 to be precise. 2 of which were unplayable shit. 7 though were really, really good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Shiver's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Shiver Band.
You're a bit cheeky. Did you look to that already?
I remember that one from the sleeve.
You fuckhead.
No, the sheer fact that I could remember it in my present state, I am quite impressed with.
I'm going to give you a bonus point.
Thank you very much.
It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet 2. I can't believe I've given you
why
a bonus
is it?
Point
every now. Second show is pissed.
Because, Tony, I'll always give you one. This is first inner instinct, and you're going to get in my instinct inner. Or something.
I don't know what it says.
My penis doesn't.
So that, there you go.
That was a shiver.
Mm. Oh, that's a bit loud.
It is, really? It is a bit loud.
That's better.
Well done for getting that completely sorted out with the old MySpace page. I'm really pissed off. You're now winning 3-2, of course, Tony.
Hey,
even
really?
There's only been four, yeah, because I gave you a bonus point.
Oh, no, thank you.
I can't remember why.
Because I'm great.
It was but minutes ago. So, look, I need to tell you very briefly, first of all, about things I've been trying to tell you about for ages. First one is, you know, when the other Tuesday I went to London Town, it cost me fucking loads of money, but I had a brilliant time.
Yeah.
I had the night off on Friday as well. And lucky me, because I went to the Boston Arms to a night called Dirty Water.
Okay.
Where I saw Comedy.
Mm.
Our Polish friends.
Very much so.
A band called The Vickers, who, by the way, are brilliant.
Yeah.
And Zombina and the Skeletones.
Who are brilliant.
Who are brilliant. There are photos up on both our MySpace and our Facebook pages.
Cool.
Or no, it might be my personal Facebook.
Might be, yeah.
But on the MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, check it out. Zombina was a fucking legend again. As soon as I saw it, she went, "Paulie B." I went, "Hey, how's it going?" And they are going to... Now, she has got... I did an interview with them, basically. But they're going to send us one of the latest tracks that we haven't played yet. Red Planet live, by the way. I love it. We played Red Planet on the show before. And Red Planet! It's fantastic!
Yeah.
They do a great live set. Red Planet is just the highlight for me. I don't know why I love that song so much. There's loads of other songs that I really like. But Red Planet just does it for me, massively. And it wasn't even... It was a B-side of Stacey Stasis, which I don't like very much. It's a bit too bubble. Do you know, they did a version of Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. It really pissed me off. I went out for fag.
Oh,
but
right.
But the rest of the gig was brilliant. Yeah, and I also upset Doc Horror.
Why?
The bass player who writes all the songs.
Okay.
Because I said he had crap shoes.
What did you have on?
I talked to him late.
Oh, okay.
Crap ones. Went down there with my boyfriend, John Codger.
Oh,
he's dreamy. He's dreamy.
He's and, got lovely eyes.
He has. They're like a cow's or a giraffe. So are his udders. that's right, because giraffes have wonderful udders. Anyway, The Vickers were great. I was pissed by the time Comedy came on. I did go and see them. I did an interview with them as well that we were playing in a few weeks' time. Lovely fellas.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guys and put on a very intense performance.
Okay.
I can't really describe it any other way. I can't call it fun. I can't call watching Comedy live fun.
Why?
But it's great. I can't.
They're
just
intense?
Very, very intense.
Right, okay.
It's like watching alcohol, only they all
Jesus.
Know what they're doing.
Oh, right.
No. It's just a very intense experience. They really go... It's okay. Like, you know, the album is really full on and...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, live, there's a bit... It's like live, everything's turned up to 11 in intensity.
What?
It was... I mean, it is a great experience. I'm not being weird here. I just wasn't expecting what I saw, but what I saw was a really great band really going for it.
Okay.
But not the happy-go-lucky. I wasn't expecting Comedy to be happy. Offstage, really good laughs.
So they weren't pulling jokes between songs, you know, whooping
no,
out.
No, not at all.
No knob gags?
Not at all.
Okay.
They might have been in Polish.
Okay.
They were impressed by my Polish knowledge.
The English version or the Polish version?
They did the English version.
Right, okay.
Although there were a number of Polish people in the crowd.
Okay.
People were all down the front in shell suits. They were really good, but I'm saying that they weren't... The bands I normally go and see are just a good old fucking laugh and everyone gets pissed and ha ha ha. They weren't like that. It was different.
No ha ha ha.
Very little ha ha ha.
Right, yeah.
But very, very good.
Okay.
And then there was another break when I met Guri from the Priscillas. We've got an interview with her soon. So I fell in love.
Oh.
Fell in love with Guri. She's big. I like him big. It's all about cooperation. It's all about cooperation. If you put a convex mirror on top of that flagpole from 45 degrees to the vertical and 75 degrees to the horizontal, I'll be able to see straight into Matron's window. It's all about cooperation. She's a big girl. She's fucking lovely, though.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got an interview with her. We you might have heard the stinger of her at the start of the show.
Okay.
I don't know. You might have. She was lovely. I had a chat with her. Interviewed Zombina. Interviewed... Comedy. Also bumped into Shan from the Nipple Erectors, the band I'd missed the week before, who I would have had an interview with, but there was absolutely no point because she's not even on the internet. All so right. She never heard it, so we said, fuck that. She's mates with John Codger. He is 146. He's the oldest boyfriend I've ever had.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was that. Had a great time. And managed to get home all right. Didn't cost
Excellent.
Me 100 quid.
Brilliant.
Get in. Codger had said I could sleep on his floor.
Oh, dear. Wait, I had an argument this week.
Yeah, that's right. You've been working on your comedy, haven't you?
That deserves a drink.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Cheers, man. Let's clink. Yeah, I heard that one.
Rubbish glasses.
This wine's gorgeous.
Wolf glasses.
Anyway, now that was on the Friday. The Wednesday before, I'd been on Sky Poker.
Yes.
SkyPoker.com, channel 846 on Sky. Missed. Helen Chamberlain was hosting it. She's the girl lovely. From Soccer AM. Dream woman, fell in love.
Lovely.
I walked into the dressing room. She was there trying on a bra.
Really?
And I went, Dream Woman. She looked around and went, Dream Woman. I love her. Huge Torquay fan, very upset about the playoffs. Her and I got on very well indeed. I think she's married and loaded. That's where it all went wrong. I would actually tell you more, but I did better this time because last time I was on there, I finished 337th out of 650.
Yeah.
This time I finished 150th out of 650.
Nice.
Quiet, please.
Who were
I would
on
like
with?
To talk more. Who was on with? Oh, well, do you know how last time I was on with
the
Kenzie
Boys.
From Blazing Squad and Romeo from So Solid?
I do remember the
this
show.
This time I was on with a bloke called Kev Harris, who's a ski model.
Oh, right.
And TV presenter. He's the most beautiful man I've ever sat next to. I know this is turning into an increasingly homosexual show, but...
More than John Codger?
Everybody was loving Kev Harris. He is a good-looking boy.
Okay, fair enough.
Helen, as I called her, came over and went, oh, I say, you're ever so nice. Are you a model? And I went, yes, thank you very much. She went, not you. I had a really good time with that. He was a nice guy. Kev Harris, check him out. Nice fella. We had a good laugh.
Anybody
I
else
can
on?
Hear noise again. No, there were just the two of us this time. Okay. We'll be all right, just the two of us. It is just the three of us, but I'm meeting yours. Don't matter. I've got to play another song, Tone.
Okay.
This is Hell Baron's Wrath.
Yeah?
Oh, hello. Now I understand. This is Hell Baron's Wrath. This is about having a really bad experience at the hairdressers.
Why look at me like that?
I'm not looking at you in any
I
way
cut
in
my
particular.
Own hair.
I know you do. That's because you're a tight fuck. That's why I love you.
It's because... Thank you very much.
I love you, Tony.
Yeah?
You tight fuck. This is Hell Baron's Wrath. It's another Alchemist Fanatics track. This is about a nightmare of the hairdressers. Guess what it's called?
Nightmare of the hairdressers?
Haunting Roots.
Now that you can flee from them, you can do it once, but they be back. They are your chrysalis. If you want your now, come forsaken through that crap. Your legs like taste the sadness of life. And they stare looking at them. Now they want, we're in the field. Can't catch my words. Power culture poisons our minds. But about us, if this would happen, to perceive not to nature inside yourself. Staring at them inside the crystal ball. And to dreaming and wishing and holding
world is an obvious mistake. 20 centuries are gone and nothing has changed for humanity. We are
they will suffocate you without a sound. To do this shit, wanna give the prophets a hit. I am in the game, and my path is not a shame. Look at me, I'm seeing the heart. You are my daughter. You have to do this shit, wanna give the prophets a hit. I repeat to you.
Baron's Wrath.
It is quite wrathful.
That has got haunting roots. That has got haunting roots. But I'll tell you what's got really haunting roots.
What's that?
The Planet Smashers. Now, I haven't asked yet, Tone. What was Hell Baron's Wrath MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hell's Baron's Wrath.
No, you said Hell's. Hell Baron's Wrath. Ha, I'm taking a point. Tony 3, point of view the internet 2. I do
petty.
Believe.
God.
Yeah, well, I just am. I'm a cock, remember? Going to Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is it cock or a knob? I can't remember.
Do you know, we missed out on this the other week. I'm looking forward to later on when we get the chance to do something we haven't had the chance to do in quite a while. You'll know it when it happens. Look, what have I missed out now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Next week, June the something or other, 4th and 5th, I think, is my next gigs in Itchin Letchworth.
Is it next week already? Yeah. Yeah, we'll be on it.
Because it's Lord Bishop's in a couple of days.
Lord Bishop this week, yeah.
Already sold out.
This Thursday.
Already sold out. If you didn't get a ticket, it says you're right. Sure, it's going to be brilliant. Week after. I will mention it next week, but the week after is my gigs in Itchin Letchworth. Now, they both feature a guy called Miles Jupp. Do you know who Miles Jupp is?
I've heard the name. Why have I heard the name?
Archie from Ballamory.
Oh, right, okay.
What's the story, Ballamory? Wouldn't you like to know? What's the story, Ballamory? Archie swears on stage like a fucking wanker.
Oh, is
brilliant.
He swearing?
Yeah, he swears. Oh, yeah, he don't fuck about. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a kilt on for the kids, he's got a cunt on for the adults. Fuck me. Oh, I've said it again.
Oh, dear me.
Will I never learn? Look, even my mic's drooping at the very prospect. Look at it go. I'm trying to follow it, 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 trying to follow it, trying to follow it, I'm doing all right, trying to follow it. Here goes the mic, here goes the mic. I think we need to work on our production techniques and our amount of red wine. I don't think we're drinking enough.
I learned not to bang the glass on the mic.
Like that, yeah. Hey, what's this about total talk nonsense and air at my shorts having a fight? What's that all about then?
I listened to one of their last
because
shows.
We should point out this is like that they are our Pod Riot friends.
Yeah, because we are still on the Pod Riot network. Of
yeah,
course.
We are, but nobody does anything about it ever. So why should we?
No, that's true. A few weeks ago, I listened to Total Nonsense of John Scott. Still great guys.
Show's too long,
and they played a bit. They talked about us and Air My Shorts.
Now, Tony, take a breath. Think about this and speak properly.
They talked about us and Air Up My Shorts, and the word horse didn't seem to be very complimentary towards Total Nonsense, which was a bit strange.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I still think she's lovely, and I still think Buttons is an absolute legend, but I haven't heard a show there since April.
She just seemed a bit dismissive of Total Nonsense, which is a bit weird considering that they were very complimentary towards
what do you mean,
them.
But in what way dismissive? I know that we shouldn't bother talking about other podcasts.
I don't know. Really, she was a bit like, oh yeah, that podcast. You know, that kind of dismissive tone towards it.
Pissed.
Wah! Wah! Ooh! Wah!
Yeah, that's the bit you've missed.
She was probably pissed.
That's the bit you've missed.
Probably. But I love her.
She's such a laugh.
Well, fair enough, but I think she's a bit of a weirdo.
Have you ever met her?
No.
No, she's a lovely girl who drinks too much. But how can I ever go at that?
Exactly. Fair enough.
I'm pissed 5 nights a week.
It's an opinion.
And that's just to get me to sleep.
It's nothing to do with the fact that last time she mentioned my name, she went, oh yeah, there's him as well. I don't really bother about meeting him.
When did she say that?
She said that in quite a few shows ago.
I'll take it back.
In probably the show we never talk about.
Oh, I'll take that back then.
But
she go fuck herself.
It was a bit weird.
If she doesn't think you're worth meeting, she go fuck herself.
Exactly.
That Buttons is a prick as well. He's not at all. He's a really
anyway,
nice guy.
There you go.
She's nice and he's nice, but they both drink a lot and that's why I like them.
Good.
Well, John and Scott, can't get them drinking. They got families. See, thing about
John can drink.
He can drink, yeah. The thing about Air Out My Shorts is,
yeah,
they're as irresponsible as we are. They
right.
have no real commitments.
Okay.
Whereas John and Scott, they have proper lives
yeah.
that proper adults have. So things get in the way of their podcasting. The only thing that gets in the way of our podcasting is our fun.
Yeah.
And the only thing that gets in the way of Air Out My Shorts podcasting is their fun.
Right.
Is this bed a bit loud, Tony? It's fucking loud in my ears.
There you go. That better?
But the thing is, John and Scott have lives.
Yeah.
Which amazes me, in that case, that they can do a 3-hour show. Everybody was going, look, 3 parts are too long. You've got to cut it down. So they did. They cut it down to 1 and just kept the thing running.
Yeah.
I haven't got 2 hours for it. I'll be honest with you. After all that time of me going, they need to put it down to just one part. They put it down to 1 part. I get through 20 minutes and fucking turn off. Or I get through 20 minutes and flick to the end to see if Phil McCracken's on.
Right.
Because I haven't got 2 hours, 40 minutes to listen to their opinion on movies and George Bush.
Okay.
Because I've heard their opinion on movies and George Bush 1,000 times.
So do you think they should split it into parts then, or...
I think they should do a tight, brilliant show and stop fucking about, yeah.
Okay.
But they can't, because you can't shut Scott up. I know this is controversial, and I'll end up with another fucking hate group.
Although
on
I hate you on the... I listen to Total Nonsense with John and Scott Facebook group.
But they just...
Well, they don't like me either, it's fine.
They both know. I'm surprised they've got the time, because they put the work in. I'm not saying what they do isn't great. It is fucking fantastic.
I think they're brilliant, yeah.
But I haven't got 3 hours.
No, okay.
I can remember Scott all that time ago having a massive go at me for saying listen to Chicken Fried Radio that was 45 minutes long. He said, give me back my 45 minutes.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, his show is 2 hours 40, 2 hours 50.
Yeah.
I haven't got that amount of time. I haven't. I'm too busy fucking about playing poker.
True.
But no, I don't have 3 hours to listen to a podcast.
Right.
And they should surely know. How long's this one? Nearly 2 hours.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to do a check something while I remember.
Are you? What are you going to check while you're remembering?
Amber's podcast is out.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, we need to talk about that. I bet Amber keeps it under an hour.
She
can keep me under a minute.
I don't think it's under an hour. Dirty Fox was that.
Amber's fucking gorgeous. She is fucking gorgeous.
She is,
gorgeous,
and
man.
She likes flakes.
She does like flakes. And she's gorgeous. She's got no time for me. I'm a bit old for her. You're about the same age, Tony.
I'm spoken for. I'm very happy.
Yeah, but things don't work out.
Rude.
Is there any red wine? Do you know what?
What's Amber's second name?
Caputo,
isn't it?
I'll tell you what Amber's second name is. Gorgeous.
God bless the Facebook list.
Why, what's happening now? Can
I'm
you
trying
pour
to find
me some
web,
more wine?
Web address.
Some more wine?
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay. Yeah, her podcast came out a couple of weeks ago.
What's it called, Tom?
It's called Dumbacity.
Dumbacity.
And the web address for it is dumbacitylive.com. That's dumbacitylive.com.
Tony, you're going to have to do that again.
Okay.
I didn't catch a word.
It's dumbacitylive.com. live.com. Dumbacity. She's just released episode one. There's no more wine left.
What do you mean there's no more wine left?
I'll pour the rest of it out.
Well, give me it.
Well, I'll have mine then if you want. God, God damn it, that's harsh.
It is.
I'm going to get my own wine now. So it's her, a guy called Mr. Steve, and another person who I can't remember, but I have listened to the show.
If she's going out with Mr. Steve, she needs to dump him.
I don't think she is. It's fine. But there you go.
She's going out, she needs to dump him. I'm young, free. Oh, I'm not young. I'm free, available, and knackered. Amber.
And it's a constant supply of flakes.
I will buy you every flake there is in the world, Amber. Just as long as your podcast isn't shit.
No, it sounds fine.
It's all right,
and
is
it's very well done. Very well produced. But it took her quite a while to get it out.
Totally, it takes me quite a while to get it out.
So I'm hoping there'll be more of those.
Some midgets.
But there you go.
So that's it, is it? What's the website again? Just because I love you saying it, it takes so fucking
long. Dumbacitylive.com.
Dumbacitylive.com. DUMBACITY.
ASSITY.
DUMBACSSITY. Dumbacity.com.
Live.
Live.com. DUMBACSSITYLIVE.com.
Yeah, it's not like quite that easy, is it? Yeah, that's the one.
Let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. What is it? If you read, you begin with ABC. If you drink, you begin with cup of tea. No, what is it? If you sing, you begin with do, re, mi. Do, re, mi. The first three notes just happen to be do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
What's that from?
Do, a deer, a female.
Oh, that's sad of music.
Re, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, I've never really got that bit.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, carry on, man. It's great.
What's the next bit?
I don't know.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, ti. Do, that'll bring us back to do, ho, 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 or something like that. See, that throws me every time.
What does?
The la, a note to follow so. That's just wank.
That'll bring us back to do.
I wrote a poem about this years ago. I wonder if I can remember it. Do, a deer, it is. Ray, ban. Fart.
You might love the fart for.
Don't write. Oh no. Me. Cool. Fart. So. I can't remember it.
Okay.
Fuck it. Last song. Sky Inland. This is part of an Alchemist Fanatics special. We've been playing this week. MySpace.com/AlchemistFanatics. ALKEMISTFANATIX. That's how you remember it. Sky Inland. I've found out their MySpace page as well. This is from the album Through the Desert. Look, there's the front of it. That's someone. That is not someone not walking
that's
through
someone
a desert.
Walking through the desert.
That actually looks a bit like something from Star Trek in the 1950s. I think.
Yeah.
Any road up.
It's quite psychedelic, man.
What's Sky Inland's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/skyinland.
It is. Have you won this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. It's Tony something, poorly being the internet, something less.
Hey.
Back to life. Back to reality. This is Get Together in My Life. No, it isn't. This is Life is Life. Fa la 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 la. No, this is I'm trying to think what else. This is called Back in My Life.
Never look back.
Well, Tone, yeah. I have got absolutely no idea what has happened in this show at all.
No? I think we played some great music.
Can I have some of your wine? I've finished mine.
There you go.
You don't need it.
My
need
that.
Is greater.
I can pour
my
you a
need
jacket
is
coat
greater.
Afterwards.
Oh, brilliant. You. I knew I loved you. What can people do now?
Well, whilst you're here, if you're listening to the internet... Well, for a start, if you listen to us on Hussy Skunk or Wicked Radio...
We'll mention that next week.
Please do email us and let us know you're listening.
And hello, Second Life. Hello, Hussy Skunk. Hello, Wicked Radio.
Exactly. But while you're there, if you can review us at Podcast Alley or iTunes...
iTunes is top, isn't it?
Review us, 5 stars only. It helps us to get to the featured rankings. And I said rankings.
I've got featured rankings. They star in mine.
And we read out the UK and the US. And if somebody emails us the listings, we'll read out the other ones as well.
My Sharona.
Where did that come from? Just felt like it. Great song. Don't know what it means, but great song.
I think it's a shit song, actually.
I don't like it.
It
lasts too long.
Yeah.
But if they chopped a minute off the end,
it's rubbish.
I think it'd be alright.
I think it's absolute bullshit. Have you turned me down?
No.
Alright, fair enough. I must be talking quieter. Or my ears have packed up.
No, you are seeming a little bit quieter. I turned myself down a little bit.
Yeah. Fuckhead.
Don't know why that is.
Anyway, I hope you've had a good time this week. I have.
It seemed alright.
I am screwed, mate. Utterly
screwed. Quarter past four in the morning.
It is, fair enough.
Why is the second show always a bit more weird than the last one?
How can that be?
I don't know.
I hope you have a great time at my gig, whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah, whatever you're doing this week,
Lord Bishop. Is it Lord Bishop?
Lord Bishop this week, of course.
Lord Bishop this Thursday. News about it next week, obviously.
Whatever happened.
Well,
it would have been great.
I'll tell
night.
You exactly what
I would have got fucked.
I'll have done a whole bottle of fucking Jack Daniels with Lord Bishop.
Yeah.
And he'll have still done a gig and I'll have still done a poo. And that's all that would have happened.
He'd done a gig, you'd done a poo. Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Felix is a legend. Thank you so much to Alchemist Fanatics for this. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. What's the next bit? Apoog.
That's it.
Oh! They're fucking scary, those people, aren't they?
They are scary.
Electronic bastards.
Yeah, fuckers.
I like real bastards.
You like real bastards?
I don't like electronic ones.
No, okay.
I could talk to you forever.
Really?
But I'm too busy sticking my penis up your nose.
I wonder what that was.
I like nasal sex.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.